Rule number one, crazy people make you crazy. 1.0, who should read this book? Walk into any big bookstore and the promise of a better life lies just up ahead. In this aisle, the focus is careers. In that aisle, it's relationships. Financial planning is up ahead, with health and spirituality around the bend. Does the world really need another self-help book? I've been tossing that question around for some time while writing this book, and here in a nutshell is why I believe rule number one deserves your time. Life is too short and too precious to allow ourselves to be sidetracked by impossible people and the impossible problems they create. That life is short and precious is a truism, but it's a truism that resonates deeply in the hearts of most everyone I know, especially those of us who've dipped our toes in the waters of middle age or beyond. Before that, in our 20s and 30s, getting sidetracked here and there by impossible people didn't seem like such a big deal, especially if it involved getting the chance to advance our career despite a crazy boss or show our creative talents to the world despite an impossible bandmate. A few years down the road, that mindset changes. Perhaps the realization comes when we hit a 40th birthday or a 15th wedding anniversary. Maybe it hits during a high school reunion or while helping a daughter move into her dorm room. It might even arrive with a fright, like landing in the ER with chest pain. All of a sudden, life is flying by. Such moments turn our priorities upside down, or more accurately, right side up. We become less interested in conquering the world and winning fortune or fame. We become frustrated by the detours and roadblocks impossible people can throw in our way. What we want at this new point, more than anything, is to pay attention to what matters. We want time for precious things, and by that I mean whatever unique combination of family and friends and hobbies and faith and community brings each of us his or her unique sense of joy and fulfillment. When all is said and done, that's what this book is about, helping people pay attention to their precious things. The tips and strategies outlined in these pages will empower people to protect their time and their emotional energy from the distractions presented by impossible people. That's what makes this a genuinely different kind of self-help book. 3.1. The Rain in Ireland. My sister went on a vacation to Ireland a few years back. When I asked her how she enjoyed the trip, she began gushing with joy. "Wonderful," she said. "It was such a beautiful, enchanting place filled with these incredibly warm and happy, generous people. Standing on the cliffs of Moher, that was just one of the great experiences of my life. Something I'll never forget. It was almost mystical." She went on and on about the experience and how she couldn't wait to go back again. "How was the weather?" I asked, when I was able to find a crack in her enthusiasm. "Oh, it rained every day," she said with a laugh, waving that question off like it was nothing. Take note of this anecdote. It seems such a simple little story, doesn't it? But it captures perfectly the critical step on the journey towards learning new and better ways to cope with impossible people. That first step involves, above all else, an attitude adjustment. We need to start regarding crazy people in the way my sister regarded the rain in Ireland, as something so inevitable as to be unremarkable. No one is going to live a life free from rain. No one is going to live a life free from rule number one situations. Into every life, a little rule number one must fall. We can choose to moan and cry about impossible people and situations in the same way so many people do complain about the weather when it takes a bad turn. Or we can strive to be like my sister on her travels and live our lives in the spirit of the old saying, "There is no such thing as bad weather. There is only bad clothing." Set the right expectations and be prepared. If we prepare ourselves, the rain will not ruin our day. Don a jacket, put on some boots, and pick up an umbrella. Then head out into the rain, confident that it's irrelevant how the day will turn out. It's true that some rule number one storms will be worse than others. There are impossible people out there who are crazy on levels that we can hardly fathom until we experience them in person. Some rule number one people can almost be like forces of nature, more like hurricanes and tornadoes than the downpours my sister experienced in Ireland. But the principle remains the same. The most important preparation we can make for rule number one encounters involves our mindset and our emotional reactions. If we accept the inevitability of crazy people in our lives, their appearance will not seem so much of a disruption. If we prepare for them in the same way my sister prepared to endure the Irish rain, with the right attitude and coping skills, that's it. They will no longer sap our energies and leave us emotionally drained. People really can learn to deal with rule number one situations in ways that help them maintain their sanity and preserve their reputation. They can emerge from rule number one situations with an outcome that comes as close as possible doing right by their company, their coworkers, and their loved ones. Helping people reach that point is the purpose of this book. Picture a day in the future, one spent dealing hour after hour with a difficult and challenging rule number one situation. Now, imagine that day ending with an echo of the exchange between my sister and me after she returned from Ireland. How was everything at the office? In response, we smile and wave all those hours away. Oh, it was one crazy thing after another.